Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2024. We are live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. It is Friday, Junior, and we have none other than Bailey Coleman in the building. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Telly. How are you?
I am good. I don't know why I'm feeling so good this morning, but I ain't going to hate on it.
We also have
Jay English in the building. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. And also, Ricky, what's up? What's up? DJ Ricky on the ones and twos.
Good morning, Telly.
Hey, I tell you what, this is my first time. We ain't going to even fake front or stunt on the show. We always keep it 101.7, The Truth. And this is my first time working with Jay. So, Jay, I want to get to know you a little bit.
Hey, man, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, and for Truth Nation, who has been rocking with Truth Be Told with Telly for the past over a year and a half now. I mean, you know, when we have someone new, we want to welcome and we want to get to know you a little bit. So tell us a little bit about Jay English, other than I found out that you were a pastor. And thankfully, you ain't caught me 5 years ago. I would have rolled up in here smelling like something. And, I'm just kidding.
Hey, look, man, you caught any of us a few years back. Hey, man, I'm glad to be here. Thankful to have this opportunity to hang out with you two. Lived out here in Milwaukee from 2014 to 2020. Had a great time doing a lot of community outreach. My wife and I actually started a nonprofit called Plain English, dealing with racism and culture and trying to help resolve some of the issues because Milwaukee had such a huge amount of segregation.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a lot of problems.
Still
does, okay. Man. Number one most segregated city.
Yeah.
So just that's some of the stuff that we love to do, getting involved in conversations, trying to help the community, trying to see young people reach their dreams. Those are all things that I love. And then getting an opportunity to argue and to talk and to laugh and talk about the crazy stuff going on in the world. That's what I love to do.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and we love to talk about it, don't we, baby?
You know we do. You know we do.
Now, the first thing I'm going to say is I only have four words for how cold it is outside.
Oh.
Disrespectful. It is so disrespectful
it
outside.
Really
I'm
is.
Telling you all.
It really is.
If you're just getting up, it is cold. Make sure you bundle up. And also, check on your neighbors. Because there's been some complaints there's been some heating issues. And there's been people that have been coming out from the Department of Neighborhoods that have been trying to fix these heating units. And this is not the day for it to go out. But
not only
make sure you take care of yourself, but make sure you check on your neighbors and make sure that they are fine as well. Because no one should be without heat on a day like this. There are heating centers around the city of Milwaukee. So if they aren't able to have some place where they can receive or get some heat, there are places that you can go and get heat, because this is a day that you are definitely going to need it, because it is disrespectful.
Well, let me just tell you something, Telly. You know, there are people here in Wisconsin. I talk about it on my Facebook page all the time. They keep the heat off.
Yeah,
they
you don't
want to
do that
down.
Now.
Nah, they crazy.
Just an alert.
You don't want to do that now.
My house stay at 74 degrees.
There you go. Exactly.
My wife be mad. She be mad. But I'm like, turn it back up.
Because I don't believe in being cold. Yeah. I don't believe in it.
I'm telling you, this is not the day where you want to be. I mean, people like to call it politically correct, frugal, but in these days, we could say whatever. Stop being cheap.
Yeah.
Turn your heat up.
Come yeah.
on. Hey, come here. I got a plan for that. Put me on a payment plan to turn my heat up to 75. Thank you.
Right. So, again, Truth Nation, Milwaukee, make sure that you not only keep yourself in a heated environment or building or house, make sure you check on your neighbors to make sure they are fine as well. But Jay, you were talking about like a lot of crazy stuff and you like to debate. And how crazy was it that the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was assassinated pretty much in broad daylight in Manhattan?
It was like watching a movie. I felt like it wasn't real. It looked like some John Wick type stuff. Like,
yeah.
Bro just standing there waiting for him, I guess, for a long time. And we literally saw a live assassination, which is so crazy. I don't know, man. Like, somebody paid a lot of money and got a professional to take him out.
Yeah. And, you know, what is funny, I'm looking at an article on CNN, and it was just 1 minute ago. This bounty hunter says the United Healthcare CEO gunman, this is not a professional killer. That looked pretty professional to me.
I know.
He looked real professional.
I mean,
I was on a Reddit page last night, and they were saying even with him racking the gun over and over was because he used a smaller type of round that doesn't have enough force to rack the gun itself, so it will make less noise even with the silencer. What, like, that's
yeah,
some stuff.
I don't even. I don't know nothing about that. And what you just said.
Exactly.
You got to know a little something about guns to execute something like that.
Exactly.
But Bailey, you said something about that, you know, I think you're not the only person that feels this way.
You know what? I think there's going to be more things like that happening.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I mean, think about it. They're getting rid of all the norms, they say, when they come into office. There's a lot of things that they're going to do. People are going to feel like, well, if you could do it, I could do it too.
Mm-hmm. Man, oh man.
You know what I mean?
That's tough. Because, I mean, again, you have to look at who this person was. It wasn't just an employee of United Healthcare.
Right.
And you found out this morning what about United Healthcare, Bailey?
That they are the largest medical insurance company in the country.
So the largest health provider in the United States, the person that's over this, gets assassinated in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think there's nothing else behind this?
Come on, man. There's no way.
Oh, no. They were definitely on TV saying that this was a planned thing, that this was like a setup. This was like... And then his wife said he had been getting threats, but nothing that was like... He didn't take it seriously. Obviously, mm-hmm. He didn't have any kind of security with him, right?
Yeah.
You would think if you're getting threats, and I'm reading three bullet points, and one of them, they're saying that the shooter's motive is unclear, but a source told CNN that United Healthcare's parent company, America's largest insurance company, was aware of concerning threats against its high-level executives. So that's with an S. So he wasn't the only one.
He wasn't the only one.
Right. The rest of them need to be on like guard.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. If they didn't have security, they need to get it now.
I would think he probably gets a lot of threats, though. Like, you think of from a healthcare standpoint, people's families are dying, folks are having claims denied. He probably get a lot of stuff. But whatever this was, this seemed like something totally different.
Yeah. And so now the CEOs of these healthcare providers are boosting up their security now. But again, like you said, they are in. That was one of the major topics during this political campaign. And we know how heated and how emotional and how people just sided on one side or the other during this presidential cycle. And so if you are already getting threats and you know the climate of our world, our society now, wouldn't you just do that just out of precaution anyway? Because after all, I'm sure it wouldn't have come out of your pocket to get more security if I'm the CEOs. But I would be at high alert for a lot of things because of who is our president-elect. Because a lot of things are about to change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be for the better.
No.
And so he's coming in with his clan, his crew, his loyalists, his posse, whatever you want to call it. And he's going to implement everything that he wants to implement.
Yeah.
Yep.
And even though he has concepts of a healthcare plan. He has concepts.
You can bring that up. I got a sketch.
He doesn't have one. That's all I'm trying to get at. And so you're trying to eliminate something before even having something else in place. That's like the Dallas Cowboys firing Mike McCarthy, but say, you know, we don't have a coach yet that we want to name as the head coach, but we just going to fire them right now. That's exactly what Donald J. Trump wants to do with our health care. But I just feel like, and we don't know what ties there are between politics and this murder, but I have a feeling that there's some sort of connection.
I think so, too.
There has to be.
Yeah, they're going to dig into this and find
out.
Man, oh, man.
It's going to come out.
It's definitely going to come out. But we got a great show in store for you, Truth Nation. And we always love when you engage and participate. So you can do that by hitting us up on our True Talking text line, 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And Bailey, you sent over some interesting things last night when we were doing our show prep. And one of them has to do with Black women say they are stepping back. What do they mean by that? We're going to dive in that on the other side of the break. And we're also going to get into the narrative of the Black men. Now, I know I mentioned it yesterday about Black men being really put on the forefront during the presidential election. And then now you have to figure out, okay, how or what's the narrative now? Because there were a lot of Black men that ended up not voting for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that want to know what is going on. What is the new narrative behind Black men? And we're going to get into that as well. A very interesting discussion that was had, and we're going to have audio from that. So keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey Coleman, Jay English in the building. We'll hit those hot topics on the other side of the break.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Ricky, what is that? What song is that?
That is Roxanne Shanté, Big Mama.
Oh, man. I forgot. Yeah, Ricky has the oldest soul for the youngest person I've ever seen in my life. Man.
I'm a music lover, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I'm older than him, and I ain't even know what that was.
We had to ask him. What is that? Check out your Spotify list, Ricky.
Man. Well, if you stick around long enough, you'll see.
Come on.
He a parliament type of guy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Parliament, funkadelic.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind & Fire, Batman, okay.
Well, Truth Nation, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Panthers open up Horizon League Conference play tonight as they host the Cleveland State Vikings at UWM Panthers Arena. Scott Warris has the cover starting at 6:30 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. Man, I am so glad we got that fixed because it just kept saying 6:30 a.m. And I'm like, there is no game that these kids are going to play in that starts at 6 a.m. So glad 6 p.m. tonight's first conference game, UWM versus Cleveland State.
Nice.
Yes, yes. Now, Bailey, before the break, we were talking about some of the topics that we wanted to touch on tonight and today,
this morning.
Yeah, tonight. Okay. See, look at me. I'm talking about other folks. I was up this morning.
It's early.
Hey, it's early every day. You know, it's 7:18 come around at 7:18 every day.
But you
constantly say you are in the 92%?
92%.
Yeah, and what are you referring to when you say 92%?
The 92% of black women who voted for Vice President Kamala Harris to be president.
Yes, and
92% of black women.
Man, oh man. Mm. And so the 92% of the black women that voted for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris is feeling betrayed.
Absolutely.
She said that passionately, too.
Yes,
absolutely.
So please, dive in. I mean, why are you feeling so betrayed?
Well, here's the deal. Now, I speak for myself, but I also know, you know, the other 92, everybody else that's in that 92%, you feel betrayed because you've been here marching, volunteering, doing whatever you could do, even if it's talking to people and educating people, you know, about, you know, the political scene and where they should really, you know, focus at. And, for example, a lot of black women, remember that march that happened in D.C. when Donald Trump first went into
2017.
Office?
2017.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yep. Yes. We were actually talking about that yesterday.
A lot of black women there, mm-hmm. A lot of black female organizations partnered with other Caucasian organizations to make that happen. At this point, you know, this isn't the first time that we've been disappointed by the, what was it, 52% of white women voted for Donald Trump?
Wow.
So this isn't the first time we partnered and been disappointed. So at this point, they're always looking at black women for stuff. Black women say, I've heard it 100 times or more, that black women in Wisconsin, you know, made it so that President Obama could get elected. They really went in for Kamala Harris, you know, all this and that. And you know, true enough. But we ain't here just for all that. We were disappointed with this, and as a result, we're tired of being looked at especially by the Democratic Party, to be the ones to come out and save everything.
Okay.
So, you know, here's the thing. We just going to sit back and relax these next 4 years.
I feel like they beat us both up, though. Like, I hear what you're saying about from the women's standpoint, but, you know, we was talking about President Obama calling out the black men.
Yeah.
And saying we wasn't getting involved in voting for a sister.
Well, y'all wasn't, apparently. Obviously.
Because that's that, Jay, I'm glad you brought that up because that's where I was going to take it after I give you this quote from the Los Angeles-based founder of the advocacy social media agency. Her name is Taja Smith, and the agency is called Get Social. And Smith says, it's like the people have spoken, and this is what America looks like. Mm-hmm. And there's not too much more fighting that you're going to be able to do without losing your own sanity.
There you go.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. But does that, let's call it frustration at this point.
Yeah.
Does that frustration boil over to black men?
I think for some, yes, but I'm just speaking for the women.
No. I'm talking about for the women.
Like, are y'all frustrated with us?
Are y'all frustrated with black men because you don't feel like there were enough of black men that voted for Madam Vice President.
I think there's some frustration there, too. But I really think, you know, on the end of women of color, the fact that, you know, all these Caucasian female organizations that wanted to partner with us, as what happened during women's suffrage, you know, they got there and we were almost across the finish line and they said, wait a minute, hold on, my husband said something. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Oh, Trump. Okay, I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're there until you're not.
Well.
Right?
There's a lot of blame that people can feel like going around right now because, yes,
I'm not ignoring what some of the brothers did, you know, mm-hmm. as far as voting for Trump. I just think, you know, I think it was President Obama. He was out on the campaign trail. Why would you vote for somebody that don't like you, that does not have your best interest at heart? Someone that is so selfish that, you know.
I think we've changed, too, though. You know, and like I hear what you're saying, and I understood what he was saying when he made those comments. The people that I talked to, specifically African-Americans that voted for President-elect Trump, it wasn't that, like, they get it. They know, we know he racist. We know all this stuff about him. It is, I need more money in my pocket, and I believe he's going to be able to provide me a better way of living over the next 4 years. Like, that's, I consistently get that.
You
it's
know
about
what?
Business.
That's garbage.
It's about money.
Because he rode, see, if people did their homework, they would find out, right, that most of his administration, he rode on what President Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
People don't real, you know, nobody's doing their homework to find that out.
Every president you know does that. Every
yeah,
president that comes in, they will ride the success
absolutely.
Of
the previous
the predecessor and then say, hey,
what?
I did that.
But guess what? President Biden couldn't do that because
yeah.
we was in trash. We was in trash at that point.
Yeah, yeah, that's
we
true,
had the
right?
pandemic going on. Donald Trump did not even know how to get the drugs out to everybody during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Nor did he care.
Yeah. Well, he just, you know, you could just drink bleach and you'd be all good. let's go to our Truth Talk and text line. And Mr. Wright, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning to all y'all over there at the Truth. Still my favorite station. Gonna stay my favorite station. I just wanted to speak my truth, man. And, you know, it ain't the women that's the only one that's feeling some type of way. Me as a black brother, I'm feeling some type of way. I have friends who I had discussions with who said they were going to vote for the orange clown. And, man, I'm almost like lose my friendship. You know, it's hard to maintain friendship with those brothers now, knowing that they was going to vote the way they voted. So I'm hurt. I'm like, it's just 4 years, though. That's how I kind of got to look at things. And, you know, and that's why I was willing to give a sister a shot. Whatever happened, it would have been better than, you know, what we going to get.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand how brothers voted, man. And like I said, it hurt my heart that I know some friends that voted for this clown. And I'm almost willing to lose my friendship behind it, man. It's tough.
Oh, well, thank you for your call, Mr. Wright. And that is the effect that Donald Trump has had, where he is so divisive, he can divide friendships and families.
Yeah.
Families, yes,
families.
Like cutting each other off.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't want nothing else to do with you. I can't believe you voted that direction.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, oh,
it's
yeah.
It's wild.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when people, when non-black people voted for President Obama, I'm sure they caught some heat, but I'm sure it is not as much heat as a black person that is voting for Trump and the divisiveness that he brings along with his presidency. We saw it the first time. It wasn't a mistake that Charlottesville happened.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a mistake that so many other things happen under his presidency. And so for you to feel confident enough to want to elect this man another term? Again, that's a decision that you have to live with, but
here's how I feel, honestly. For those that voted for him, may you reap what you
Man.
Just sowed.
She pulled the color purple. Till you do right by me.
Right.
No, this is true. If you feel like he was the only person that could get you across the finish line and that's why you felt like you wanted to vote for him, you need to see what you just did. And you need to feel it. And you need to feel it like nobody else feels it.
Well, black women are already starting to say that they are going to pull back. Are black women going to pull back for the next four? Are you 92%ers or pulling back the next 4 years?
Next four. From now, we got 4 years. Got 4 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Well, we usually would step in. We're going to let y'all handle it.
All the way till 2028, huh?
2028. We're going to kick back. We're going to relax. We're going to stay hydrated. We're going to stay hydrated. And we're going to have a good time. You know, we're going to kick it. Don't be like, oh, not my business.
Do you feel there's more that, you know, the Democrats could have done in light of what you're saying? Hey, I'm part of this 92%. Do you feel there's some onus on the Democratic convention side of who made the decisions and how things played out? Do you have seen
any
fault there?
Not necessarily the convention. But first of all, I have angst with them anyway, the way they did Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's the first thing. And then it just goes on from there. I think they made a bunch of dummy moves.
Gotcha.
And I don't feel like they ever really did what they needed to do to support Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a bunch of stuff. It's a bunch of stuff. You could just, I mean, hindsight is 2020. Well, we go all day about
it. We are going to get into that bunch of stuff on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here, Truth Nation, but also hit us up. Let us know your thoughts about this. 833-212-1017. Are you okay with black women taking a step back for the next 4 years? Because that's a long time, and I'm sure there's going to be some advocacy needed from black women between now and 2028, Bailey. But y'all going to be hydrated, though.
We're going to be hydrated. We're going to be minding our own business. Uh-uh. We're going to be busy.
We're going to bring you some water. We're going to get you back busy. In the game.
We're going to be busy.
Yeah, that's right. Bailey Coleman, Jay English in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. More after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Get up and hold. Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey Coleman, Jay English in the building. And Truth Nation, it's cold out there.
Ooh. Yes, it is.
Yes, that is not a news flash. It is cold. Make sure you warm your cars up.
Yep.
Make sure you check on your neighbors, check on your family. Make sure that everyone is in a place where it is heated because this is not the day.
That's
not
it.
Not at all.
Bring
not
the dogs in the house. Don't leave them outside.
Nope.
Yes. Got to make sure that furnace is right because as of now, it is 15 degrees and the wind chill is at -2.
Stop it.
Crazy.
So again,
why we live here?
If you're getting
trying to figure that one out right now.
Hey, why are we here?
Don't send me there, Jay. Don't send me there because
just saying.
I am not the happy telly in wintertime. I was telling
you.
Ricky the other day, the older I get, the more grumpy I get because
right
around November, December.
Yes.
Yeah, it just, man, I need to at least just see the sun.
Come on.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah. But anyway, we've been talking about since the election, black women are saying that they are really disappointed to a point where they just want to take a step back because they feel like the fighting is just no point to it. And the only thing that's going to happen is you jeopardizing your own sanity. August hit us up and we were talking about also what the Democratic Party could have done differently. And August says, Megan Thee Stallion twerking wasn't the solution to reducing inflation and solving the border crisis.
No.
I think what. With that, what she was trying to reach out to the younger set, right, and get them to come to her rally in Atlanta. I think that was in Atlanta.
But what? But how much of a coincidence is it, Bailey, that this 77-year-old man was able to get more young people votes than Kamala Harris, and she had all of these Glorilla, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh,
she had more than that.
And yeah.
She had Beyonce.
So if the point or the goal was in having these people were to reach a younger audience, they failed miserably. Clearly.
Well, I think she did okay with that. But you got to remember, Donald Trump has been running for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
She had 3 months.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know. I watched some of them rallies with Donald Trump, and it was crazy. But
they were crazy.
It was wild. He brought Hulk Hogan in.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we're going to find out as the years go by, there was something else going on. Yeah. My son's always like, Ma, don't get into the conspiracy theories. But we said that before, and then we found out how many years after he ran against Hillary that the Russians were helping him.
Huh?
And that he did, they were in our system doing stuff.
But, Bailey, you can't just come out and say, if I don't win, it's rigged.
No, that's true. But
that's
I'm
what
saying,
he said.
But that's what he said. But here's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm just saying, you know, we looked back when Hillary lost. And you could see that they were in our system and they were doing stuff. And I think that may be what happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
We will.
Because
time will
reveal.
Now, Tully, you said something about how you just feel like America wasn't ready for a woman president.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You had a white one that tried in 2016 mm-hmm. and
they
you
said,
tried. You know,
this ain't gonna work
in 2024.
They said, wait a minute. We gave you a Supreme Court justice and we gave you a VP.
So that's it. That's it.
That's
all
we can do right now. Yeah. That's what they said.
Well,
that's
we'll
all we
see.
Can do right
well,
now.
Well, we got Lana Banana on the lines. Lana Banana, good morning. What's your question or comment?
Morning. How's everyone doing besides cold?
Yeah. Right. Well,
okay.
Stay warm.
Man. Okay, I'm trying. Got dressed in layers. But yes, Ms. Bailey Coleman, when you said that, you know, as black women, we just got to sit back for these 4 years, I stand behind you. I walk behind you. I stand alongside you. I walk alongside you. I stand with you, and I'm walking with you, sister. And I'm going to walk with you. I'm with you. We got to focus on each other and ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can't keep going into other people's affairs and trying to make them feel good and ignore us. It's time for us to focus on us and to concentrate on us and stand strong together as mm-hmm. black women. Not women of color, as black women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's all I want to say because we can't be falling into the traps. I call them cowlicks because if you look at them, that's why their hair keeps falling because they're trying to cover them cow licks, you know what I'm saying? So you know they ain't got no sense wearing their hair all up in the bun and trying to pull their hair back with them cow licks. But that's why our hair stands strong because we got a beautiful hairline. We get it's nice, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. we got to stand strong as our hair and mm-hmm. let them fall like their hair do, okay?
Yeah, all
we
right.
We're going to be on top.
Yes.
I got you.
All right, girl.
All right. I got you.
Thank you, Lana Banana. We appreciate the call. You too. Stay warm. We've been hitting up a lot of traffic and a lot of smoke on our talking text line, 833-212-1017. The caller says, all facts, Bailey. Actress Jennifer Lewis told Stephen A. Smith that we done bleeped up. Dan says, it ain't just black women. Black people need to take a step back as a whole, period. Let them drizzle. Snoop voice. Continue to work on ourselves and our business. And finally, the caller hit us back and says, Telly, Bailey, Jay, more than 85% of black people voted against Trump. The fact that 10 million fewer people voted in 2024 versus 2020 had a greater impact on the outcome. There are people who falsely inflate the very small 2% increase of black male, not men, who voted for an orange maniac. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told. More after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, let's get away and get a room on the other side of town.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC. Man, I think this topic has really woke people up, Bailey, because the talk and text line, as well as our YouTube message board, is on fire. Let's get right back to our talk and text line.
You started something, Bailey.
Yes, hey. Yes, you have. But and you just had a caller that definitely is standing on, behind you and has your back. Hey, we have... is this right, Ricky? Just another owl? All
Uh-oh.
Right, just another
Uh-oh.
Owl.
Here
You're
we
on
go.
Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Jay. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. The topic this morning is right on. And Bailey, thank you for taking the risk to jump down that rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't like to go down rabbit holes, but isn't it something that before the election, everything was so close,
mm-hmm.
but then afterwards, he just walks up so calmly and wins overwhelmingly that in years to come, we're going to find out that there was something else going on.
Right.
If it has to do with computers, if it has to do with, I don't know the technology.
Right.
But Elon Musk knew something long before the night was over. Because he
right.
got up and went home.
Yeah.
He knew Trump had won.
Yeah.
There's something undercover going on. Thank you. And before I leave, I just want to say one thing. I'm a fan of Al, and I'm 69 years old. I'm as afraid of never mind. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you very much.
I don't stop there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was probably a great decision. You know, sometimes if you got to catch yourself, like, you know what? I might not need to do that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Walk that back.
Just another hour. We appreciate your call and your comment. We really do. And, Bailey, I think that with this type of topic, Al just brought up a great point. A lot of people don't want to talk about it.
Right.
A lot of people are just uncomfortable with it. But we have to know how we feel as a community
right.
before we move forward.
Exactly. I got to tell you, I had to stop watching TV.
Just turned it off.
I had turned it off. 2 weeks. No social media, no TV, no nothing. Because, immediately after, my son wanted, he's into politics and he always wants to discuss, right? I was like, I can't talk about it.
Yeah. And I can.
And that's unlike me because I trained him, you know, when he was coming up. We talk about these things,
that's
right?
It's disappointment. It's,
and he
it's
was like,
for
but
real
Mom.
Disappointment.
I was like, no.
You had to take some time away from that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
And Marcus hit us up on our True Talking text line and says, okay, Since she lost, there must be some cheating going on. Now, Marcus, I will respond to that by saying, heading in November 2nd, 3rd, even 4th, the polls had them neck and neck.
Yeah, it did.
49-48, 50-49, 51-49. And then, as soon as the election starts, half of the country is red when you look at it. Now, Democrats have never said anything about the election is rigged, let's check the poll workers, let's do this, let's do that. It's always been Republicans that have said, hey, the election was stolen from us in 2020. Let's make sure we have a legit election. Mm-hmm. But because the numbers turned out the way that the Republicans wanted it to, we didn't hear anything about the legitimacy of this election. So this election was perfect because Donald Trump won? Or what else? So I'm not saying that there's some cheating going on, Marcus, but I just want to know why Democrats can't ask questions that Republicans can.
Exactly.
That's the only thing.
I mean, here's the thing. Again, it was proven that we had Russian interference in that 2017 election with Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
It was proven.
Are they just not asking, though? Because, I mean, like, they have the opportunity. Anybody with a camera can get on and say, I believe it was rigged. I believe, what was they saying? That dead people voted?
Yep.
You know,
it was a bunch of stuff.
None of that happened this year.
None of it. Right.
Come on. That's all I'm going to say. Now, if it was a perfect election, it was the first one since 2008.
Right.
I'm sorry, 2012, because there were no Russian interference in 2008 and in 2012 when President Obama was reelected. But all of a sudden in 2016, there's interference from other countries. And then it just went away? I don't know. Help me figure it out. Is it Alyssa? Alyssa, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Jay. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
I need Alyssa.
I think one of the main reasons that he won is because he talked about Bitcoin and crypto. And the Democrats were already putting the chokehold on crypto. But Kamala came out a little bit too late when she started to say that she would protect people's crypto investment. It was too late. They should have pushed it a long time ago. And when Bitcoin, and when Trump came out and talked about crypto and going into the Bitcoin conference, and you see what happened when he won. Crypto just shot up to the moon, and then yesterday we made history. So I think that was one of the biggest mistakes, because a lot of young people are into crypto and digital and metaverse and et cetera. So that's one of the biggest reasons, I think.
Yes, thank you for your call, and you're right. I mean, that really does factor into a lot of it.
Yeah. I gotta agree with her. Like, you look at what's happening in the crypto world right now, and everything is on fire. Mm-hmm. Money is coming in. He's got a cabinet that he's putting in place that is pro crypto. They are pro putting some regulations in. Elon Musk is going to be running half the government, it sounds like. He's got several coins of his own that he's publicizing. I can't argue with her. You see more young people investing through that area than you do any other space.
Yes, yes. Miss Rose, good morning. You are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Jay. What's your question or comment?
Yes, I'm calling because I feel that many times there were so many things that caused the changing of this whole election. Number one, we black people, basically male and female, did a part of the destruction of it by overemphasizing the physical characteristics, which in our society, being white, basically controlled those who had time to vote. Keep changing according. That's why we in Wisconsin, when we had a black woman running for Secretary of State, the people didn't know that she wasn't even a woman. That they thought she was a man, a white man, until they, because of the name they used. There's a psychology to when you push out
information about a blacklist and then challenge of color and challenge the things that have nothing to do with the election. It's also the fact that women are already thought as being subjected to men. And when you push all these other things, that also has a thing to change the way people think. What they might have started in the beginning, they change it after that. Oh, she's black. Oh, she's the first. That was part of the cause of changing people in the white community, especially. That they need to understand the psychology of how people think. Don't push the negative. Push that things that count. And that did not happen. And you're right. The Democratic Party also didn't counteract a lot of the negative things that were coming out regarding the transgender and all this other stuff.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rose. We appreciate your call. And you're right. We were talking about that before the show started.
Right.
And then some of those things that the Democratic Party could have combated or just really, really, you know, done a better job of controlling that narrative. And keep the messages, keep the text messages, keep the calls coming in. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. And again, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. I wanted to move on, but Truth Nation has spoken. They want to continue the conversation, and we'll do that in the second hour. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey Coleman, Jay English in the building. We will be back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.